Sarah Passamonte joins me this morning on Rochester Speaks, and this morning we're talking about Compeer. Sarah is the president and executive director over there, and like we were saying, Sarah, Compeer's been around for a while. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, sure. Thanks so much for having me. So Compeer is a Rochester-founded nonprofit. Some people know that, some people don't. But to have a now global organization, because we do exist, we have some chapters in Australia. The most recent location opened up in the UK in 2020, right in the middle of the pandemic.
Yeah.
But to have that little claim to fame here, I think a lot of people don't know the origin story, but started as this really small program out of the Rochester Psychiatric Center. It was called Adopt a Patient, and people would make these friendly visits to the people who were living there. And back in the 70s in the psychiatric hospital, there were a lot more people living there because it was happening right around the same time as deinstitutionalization. So our founder found this program and said, hey, this has probably got to go out into the community now that people are leaving institutions and going into community-based settings. So she changed the name of the program from Adopt a Patient to Compeer, which means companion peer, and has kind of taken the show on the road. So all through the 80s, we were running Compeers out of different parts of New York and Pennsylvania, and it just kind of went from there. So today, Compeer Rochester exists as the founding affiliate. It's been almost 50 years in the Rochester community, about a little over 50 if you count the Adopt-A-Patient origin story.
So it's all about better mental health and community integration, right? So what does that look like for the people that you serve?
Yeah, so we serve people 5 and up. We don't do early childhood, but other than that, we serve all ages. And what it looks like for somebody coming into the program is they would get a referral from their mental health professional. Now, this can be anyone. This can be a school counselor. It can be a private therapist. It can be a clinician. They will make the referral to Compeer, and then that person would have their choice of services at Compeer, which could include a volunteer. That's our primary program, where we're constantly looking for volunteers. We have about 100 children and another 100 adults waiting for a Compeer friend. So if you get matched with a volunteer, we ask our volunteers for 4 hours a month for 1 year. It's a very organic type of, it's a friendship program. So anyone who's experiencing a mental health issue, the loneliness and isolation that can come along with that, that part can be handled by a Compeer friend, while a clinician can tackle some of the other parts of treatment. And then we have some other services like family peer support. We have some behavioral health services that are provided by certified peers, and we have a really strong veterans program as well.
Wow. So lots of programs, which was my next question. Compeer Corps, talk a little bit about that and what you do for veterans.
Yeah. So for veterans, people can actually self-refer. It's the one program we have that doesn't require a mental health professional's referral. If you're a vet, we just invite you to come into all the activities that we have to offer, which range from painting and golf to adaptive sports for anybody with service-connected injuries. We have a great program that runs out of Bristol Ski Resort with adaptive equipment. So there's sit skis. So anybody can participate. Even somebody who is literally missing limbs can participate in some of these adaptive sports. And then we offer Vets Driving Vets, which is our newest veteran program, where we have veteran drivers taking veteran riders to both medical and non-medical appointments. It's a wonderful program.
And a lot of volunteer opportunities, but also opportunities to participate in some events coming up. Talk a little bit about, I know there's several events that you have coming up soon.
Yeah, so we have our Female Veteran of the Year ceremony happening very soon. That's something we do annually, and we honor a different female veteran every year as somebody who's went above and beyond in our community, which I've met a lot. I'm not a veteran, but I've met so many veterans through this program because we've been operating that since about 2010. And everyone who comes back and joins our program seems to be doing way more than their fair share of community work. Like it doesn't stop when their service ends.
Sure.
Most of the veterans I've met in this community are always giving back. So we do that to give back to them, and specifically females who don't get the recognition many times that they deserve in the military community. And then we have Trunk or Treat coming up, which is a parking lot Halloween, you know, just what it sounds like. We're passing out candy from strangers to people like we do.
Yes.
That's for all ages. Come one, come all, come dressed, come don't. You know, it doesn't matter. Just come and get some candy. And that's right in our parking lot, Monroe Square. And then the Compere Mile is what I'd really like to take some time to talk to you about today, because it's our really our remaining fundraiser after pre-pandemic years of many galas and golf tournaments. What we have come up with is this walk. And it started back in November of 2020 when the year was going by and we said, we should probably do some sort of fundraiser. And no, we're not going to gather 800 people at the convention center. But we decided to do a virtual walk and it just sort of took off from there. So the past few years, we've actually been able to do it in person right here in Rochester. So this year we will be going from the Compere offices at Monroe Square right down through some of the newly developed downtown. So we go to Broad Street with our friends at Dice Versa. They're going to host some board games and some, hopefully some outdoor activities. We got a really nice day last year, about 55 and sunny. So if we get that, we'll be really happy. We can enjoy the walk and play outside. And then we'll head back and end at the Strong Museum of Play for families who want to partake in that wonderful asset we have in this community, the Strong Museum of Play. And also some friends over at Leela's, the hotel lobby bar from the Hampton Inn. They'll be putting out some hors d'oeuvres for people who don't go to the museum. So this walk is really about, you know, at this time of year, which it's actually the morning we change the clocks back.
Okay.
So everybody gets that extra hour of sleep, and we want you to use it to come to our walk. But we lose daylight, and we sometimes our moods change, and this walk has really become a message to, you know, people who live in this part of the region to stay outside, you know, don't just isolate yourself even further just because it's cold and dark. It's so easy to do that. Yeah. And I, you know, first to admit. So we take this group of people. We had over 300 walkers last year and just push that message to join together, end the loneliness and get active.
It's a walk to end loneliness.
It truly is.
Let's talk about loneliness and October being National Depression and Mental Health Screening Month, as well as National Bully Prevention Month, which can cause great loneliness too. From the people that you've worked with mental health wise, what kind of impact can loneliness have on someone?
Well, we have traditional treatments that can go a long way, right? So talking therapy and having a counselor and having, you know, anybody to talk to is a great thing. Mm-hmm. For some people, it's medication on top of that. For some people, it's really structured routines, you know, physical activity, whatever we might be doing for our mental health. And that's regardless of whether you have a diagnosis or if you just experience sort of cyclical unwell, you know, ness that a lot of us do throughout the years, and things can happen, right? But adding that social piece is what can really make that difference and be sort of this trigger in the right direction, so that, you know, maybe you're dealing with depression, but you have a Compere volunteer that, you know, you can call and plan a fun activity to do the following weekend. So it's simple. It's not meant to be extravagant activities or really costly activities or, you know, traveling the world together, you know, although that's nice too, if you can, you know, form this sort of organic bond that many of our clients and their mentors do. But just to have that additional person who's there because they want to be and not because they have to be, and somebody to share the good and the bad with.
Yeah.
I know, like for me, if something really great happens, I've got, you know, probably 20 people that I can call and share that good news. Or if I'm having a really bad day, I have a handful of really close friends that I can talk to. And for some people, they don't even have that one. So if we can provide the one, That's what we're out to do.
And so many of us can be that one, too. And you say it just takes 4 hours a month to volunteer. And that's even doing things that you enjoy, just being with someone who needs that. And that's also cost-free, too. So a great opportunity for someone who may not have the financial means to contribute, but has the time and just the empathy. I think that's so important, right? What other characteristics would you be looking for of someone who wants to become a Compere volunteer?
If you want to become a Compere volunteer, you can become a Compere volunteer. It's that desire, just like you said, it's the desire to be a friend. And if you have a ton of friends, you're probably really good at being a friend and being able to share that with somebody who you wouldn't have already met otherwise. I have friends that I've been friends with literally since middle school, right? But that's proximity. We just met because we lived in the same district, and now I have my best friends, and that's wonderful. Something about an intentional friendship through a program like Compere, it can feel really awkward in the beginning. Like, we don't know each other. We just met. But we put in some real effort into matching, too. So we'll ask volunteers what they like to do. We ask our clients what they like to do, and we do put that effort in, not only geographically and make sure we're not sending you, like, all the way across Monroe County to go pick up your friend, but, you know, what are some of the interests that you have? And, you know, do you think you could be more effective working with a kid or with an adult? So we have so many opportunities. Volunteers get their pick of 200 clients right now. My dream would be to have it the other way around, that I have this pool of volunteers and that somebody comes in to get services and they can pick their own volunteer. So someday.
So as far as the people who are getting friends to come, not assist them, but keep them company and enjoy time with them. What types of things are they struggling with? Not to broad brush it, because mental health is so individualized, but what types of things as a friend would you be helping someone overcome?
So sometimes it's just making that plan to get out of the house, right? So it could be your weekly grocery trip. I know I was at a grocery store yesterday and I was a little stressed out. It was a Sunday and it can be really overwhelming. I don't have clinical anxiety, and I think if I did, that would have put me over the edge, right? Sure. So if I had a Compere friend that could take me to the grocery store, or maybe so that I can actually have a ride to the grocery store instead of having to carry multiple bags on a bus, it can be like, you know, a way to make somebody's life easier. But it also could just be picking up the phone and having a conversation on the phone for, you know, 15 minutes could change somebody's day. So we work on getting people out of their homes. We do get a lot of people who have depression and anxiety, a lot of children with behavioral health issues. ADHD is right there in the mix. And Compere friends don't have to worry too much about that, because if you're out having fun, and that's how we design this program, is really recreational in nature. Most people would say they don't notice symptoms of a diagnosis when they're together. And sometimes reading a referral, you'd never know that you were dealing with the same person who on paper might have all these issues and so many labels. But what does the ADHD label mean if you're taking a kid out and throwing a ball around? Like, you probably wouldn't notice because you're out having fun. So we just aim to really normalize mental health, and we get just as many volunteers with mental health conditions as clients at this point, because who hasn't it touched? In the last 5 years especially, who has it not touched? So we find a lot of people get just as much out of it being the volunteer as they do being a program participant.
So it is really that simple, making the world less lonely, right? And that's part of this Compere Mile as well. And, you know, like we mentioned, that's coming up on November the 3rd. What's the best way to get involved, to register for that?
So get over to our website, comperrochester.org. We have our walk page kind of front and center right now because we want to ramp up registration. So you have just about a month here to sign up and sign up your friends, sign up your family. Kids walk for free. So we have a promo code for children, which is right on the website, anybody under 12. And, you know, if you can sponsor a slot for somebody else, get a team of friends involved, we'd love to have so many people show up that we got to shut down the street.
that's the goal. Huh? Yeah. So I know you said over 300, right, initially, but you're looking for even more than that this
absolutely
year.
We want to keep growing this walk, and just from this, again, this little virtual walk where people were walking their own neighborhoods and just reporting it through a platform, to having 300 people show up last year to walk downtown. It's and we have so much, we have a lot of cool stuff going on in the Rochester community right now. Things are, you know, being built, things are developing. We have more businesses in that part where, you know, where we are is right where downtown meets the South Wedge pretty much. And there's so much to do there. And I think a lot of people don't even know what the amenities are around here. So it's a great way to explore the neighborhood and everybody get together for a good cause.
Yeah. And hopefully another good year of weather as well. I know November 3rd is, you know, up and down. But at the same time, you got the nice fall foliage and there can be some really nice days in November.
Absolutely.
And then as far as volunteering, is there a way to donate to the effort too?
Yeah. So if you can't walk, just still go to the walk page and you just hit donate instead of register to walk. We will benefit greatly from any funds that this walk can pull in. It goes to support our youth programs and our some of our behavioral health services. And yeah, we'd love to have everybody join in.
And again, that's November 3rd, the Compeer Mile, a walk to end loneliness. And again, more information up at Compeer's website.
My heavy.
Yeah, I'm going to re-record that. Yeah, all good. Take your time. I'll cut that out.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure thing. So again, November 3rd, the Compeer Mile, a walk to end loneliness. More details up on the Compeer's website. Sarah Passamonte is the executive director and president of Compeer Rochester. Thanks so much for stopping by. Looking forward to the event.
Thank you.